the debate organized by the Federalist Society, Republican Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen says Wisconsin's decision to join a federal multi-state lawsuit against the Affordable Care Act was not about the politics of health care. Rather, he says it's about ensuring a balance of powers between the federal and state governments.
If Congress were able to pass any law they wanted, even if it was by everybody's standards far above and beyond the scope of their authority contained within the Constitution, but nobody were to push back, that balance of powers would not exist. I truly believe that Congress has overstepped their bounds.
An attorney and state representative from Milwaukee disagrees. Representative John Richards supports health reform and believes the Commerce Clause of the Constitution allows it. He points out health care accounts for 17% of the nation's economy.
I really do believe that the economic realities of laws that pass Congress should trump legal conceptions or legal jargon when we're looking at how we should interpret those laws.
U.S. courts so far are split on the constitutionality of various aspects of health reform. A law professor from George Mason University participating in the debate says the U.S. Supreme Court could go either way on the mandate question, and it might not be a clear divide because he says conservatives have split on federalist issues in recent years. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.